On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler. I want to welcome you to today's podcast entitled Retirement Distribution Strategies to Help Your Portfolio Last a Lifetime. In today's talk, we're going to go through different strategies as far as drawing down retirement assets that will help ensure your portfolio lasts. The overall goal here is to look at IRAs, Roth IRAs, annuities, life insurance, your outside brokerage account, oil and gas investments, real estate, whatever you have in this portfolio that's designed to help you with your retirement, to look at how to time distributions from a tax perspective to get the most tax-efficient result, okay? So we're looking for the most tax-efficient result. Now, normally that involves the primary assets for many of our clients are IRAs and qualified plans. And we have to look at how should we be withdrawing funds from those IRAs and qualified plans compared to how are we taking funds out of brokerage accounts, insurance policies, annuities. So those are all things that play into this. The goal is typically to minimize taxation in the early years of a person's retirement. A big part of this recently has been Roth conversions. Now, why is this so important today? This is even more important than ever today because in 2011 and 12, we have tax rates that are lower than the tax rates are going to be in 2013. So when you look at that, in 2013, we're also going to be experiencing the healthcare surtax, and we'll talk about what's going to happen rate-wise. So the overall goal is how to manage your tax brackets and deferral of both Roth IRAs and regular IRAs. It's about timing that. And it's obviously very complicated. Now, when clients come to see us, we typically will break our clients up into different categories, not good or bad, but one category might be top wage earners, and there's an approach for top wage earners. Then there's another approach for clients that will find themselves in the 28% bracket or 25% bracket, a third approach for clients that are going to find themselves in the 10 or 15% bracket, and then there's a much more complicated approach for clients who are dancing with Social Security. And what do we mean by dancing with Social Security? All of you from time to time will represent someone who's very intrigued with the notion of how to draw funds out of their IRA, etc., so that they can not have their tax, out of their IRA, etc., so that they can avoid having their Social Security become subject to income tax. Because you've seen it in the real world where I take a dollar out of my IRA and it causes my income to go up by $1.85 because of how the Social Security formula works. So let's look at this from a tactical approach. What's changing? First of all, income tax rates are probably going up, okay? So we have to look at how does that play into this. Secondly, there is a possibility we could lose qualified dividends, or that can change to a 20% rate, so we should be conscious of that. Capital gains rate is going up. For many taxpayers, we've represented many Procter & Gamble retirees, and because of how they time their distributions, they actually pay no tax on their capital gain. Steve Biggie, one of my partners, has been very involved with 100-plus Procter & Gamble retirees, and he has his time so perfect that most of these people are in a state and federal tax rate of, you know, 10 to 12%. Incredible. Now, you also have the potential of losing some itemized deductions when the president's budget proposal would limit the value of most itemized deductions to a 28% rate. So that's something we need to take into account when we do this planning. Okay, so when you're looking at this, when we approach these situations, you look at the taxation of Social Security benefits, you attempt to manage income tax brackets. We're always trying to harvest losses in our outside portfolio. The general concept is to defer Roth IRA distributions until the last possible moment. We want to look at using IRA distributions to fill up the 10 or 15% bracket, or doing Roth conversions to fill up those brackets. Some clients will have annuities. Sometimes we annuitize those annuities to take basis out pro rata along with income. We want to look at managing our charitable gifts to the best extent we can, and we have to be conscious of how the 3.8% healthcare surtax is going to play into this. Now, if I had to break this down to five critical issues, you generally tell your clients to fill up their 10 or 15 or 25% bracket depending on just where they stand. We want to look at Roth conversions by asset class and Roth conversions to manage tax brackets. Generally, we spend funds from the outside portfolio first, the brokerage account, once a client has filled up their 15% bracket. So that's going to be very critical in this overall planning. Bonds generally should be positioned in a person's IRA, regular IRA, because if you're holding those bonds in your brokerage account every year when you're taxed on them, you're going to lose half of that capital if you, depending on your tax rate. So we want to be very careful with that. That's especially important for higher income individuals. And for clients that already have large life insurance policies, we want to look at how those life insurance policies can be used to supplement retirement. If there's extra cash in there, can we take that out tax-free? Because remember, life insurance basis comes out first before earnings, okay? So we can take out that and not pay a penny of tax. Okay, let's think about what we call tax asset classes. Now, starting from left to right on a little chart I put together, and we'll make that available to you, we have interest income, dividend income, capital gain income. Those are the worst types of asset tax asset classes to have because every year when you incur gains, you're going to pay tax on that. Now, the best type of tax asset classes to have are Roth IRAs and insurance. Okay, so Roth IRAs and insurance, real estate, oil and gas, tax-exempt bonds, pension and IRA income, working from the right side of this to the left side, are the best type of assets to have. So we want to be very, very cautious when we're designing this. And what I've personally done in my own retirement planning is, for example, I'm putting my funds into the Roth 401k, only so that when I retire, I have many choices of where to draw my funds from to minimize my taxation. Okay, now let's look at income tax rates going forward. I'm just going to go through today's rates and look at what they're going to be in 2013. In 2013, the 25% rate is likely to jump to 28. The 28 is likely to jump to 31. The 33 is likely to jump to 36. And the 35 is likely to jump to 39.6. So tactically today, if you represent people with ISOs that they can cash in 2012, that may make sense if those ISOs have run their financial leverage. Secondly, individuals you represent might have deferred comp. It may be wise to take some of that out in 2012. Maybe take out, with today's interest rates being so low, maybe it's okay to take out enough to live on in 2013. Looking at qualified dividends from closely held businesses, very important to look at how we should time that. And, of course, Roth conversions. For your wealthiest clients, doing Roth conversions now with these lower rates may make a lot of sense. So don't forget, in 2013, what we're up against is the income tax rate on capital gains is also going to increase. The capital gains rate is going to go from 15 to 20% or from 0 up to 10%. There is a special rule where you could actually, if you've held an asset for more than 5 years, you can have an 8% capital gains rate. Now, the other thing that has to happen tactically when you're designing these portfolios and overall tax distribution plans is take into account the fact that we're going to have this 3.8% Medicare surtax beginning in 2013. I've written about this for Lissy. You may want to go back and read some of what we wrote. But at the end of the day, the rate for somebody in the 39.6% bracket is going to go to 43.4. So today, if I was in the 35% bracket, I'm looking at my rate on interest dividends going to 43.4%, a major league increase in the rate. Now, we have to take into account the power of tax-deferred and tax-free growth. Looking at traditional IRAs, we're always trying to get the most stretch out of that during a person's lifetime, deferring distributions, working many times off a person's portfolio first. Now, we do believe you should fill up your 10% bracket. We also believe you need to take enough out to offset your itemized deductions, and most people should take enough out to fill up their 15% bracket. This is going to vary from client to client, and you're going to have to crunch these numbers. Now, Roth IRAs, again, we're still doing a lot of Roth conversions and generally telling our clients not to take funds out of their Roth IRAs until they're well past 70 and a half. Enjoy that tax-free growth. Roth 401k, same thing. Be careful with the Roth 401k because if you leave it in the Roth 401k, you actually do have distributions at 70 and a half. So we want to be careful about that. Make sure that's into our plan. Now, tax-sensitive asset allocation. Generally, what we're doing is we're structuring accounts for clients in a way that income-producing assets are in the traditional IRA, and capital gains, especially those you intend to hold for a long time, are going to be held in a taxable account. Your more rapid growth assets you're going to put into your Roth IRA. So generally, we're looking at putting bonds into the IRA. Stocks are going to be held in the outside account in your ultra growth stocks. Things that are going to do very well will be held in your Roth IRA. So you need to have a very solid distribution strategy. And that starts now, designing that within the next couple of years, why we have this tactical advantage of lower tax rates. The four key issues to consider when structuring a distribution portfolio is which investment vehicles do I want to include in this portfolio, the order in which plan assets should be withdrawn, loss harvesting, and how do I minimize the income tax rate on my outside account, and then tactical income tax planning with things like defined benefit plans, tax-deferred annuities, NUA stock, Roth conversions. How can these all play into this? A lot of what we've been doing on our Roth conversions is converting by asset class, looking and trying to capture some volatility, and then if we get that volatility, leaving those assets in a Roth IRA. So timing is everything. You want to be very sensitive to which tax type account you're going to draw from first. So typically we're going to take funds from IRAs before we take funds from Roth IRAs. Obviously, there's exceptions to that depending on a person's specific situation. The best result often comes from withdrawing funds in a manner that produces the most favorable long-term income tax consequence. And we also have to look at where the heirs are going to be if we have excess capital. Some simplistic concepts to consider. Utilize taxable accounts first. Always sell high basis assets first. Utilize IRAs to manage tax brackets, or utilize Roth conversions to manage tax brackets. Defer Roth distributions. And again, on a tactical basis, implement Roth conversions to take advantage of market volatility. So this is what we call a tax-sensitive distribution strategy. And there are some principles. And first, we want to determine which tax-favored account to draw from first. And then, in looking at that, if rates were flat, it wouldn't matter. But because rates change, you're going to be better to make sure you're filling up your 15% bracket each year with distributions out of your traditional IRA. Now, so for some very wealthy clients, that won't just be filling up the 15% bracket, but maybe the 25 or even the 33% bracket. So those are all things we have to be very sensitive to. Now, in the math we've run for clients, we can often pick up about 2 or 3 years of additional retirement. So if you're looking at somebody that's age 65, by timing this right, they will have a more secure retirement. Okay, they're going to have a more secure retirement if you can fine-tune these tax-sensitive distribution strategies. Now, principle number two is you need to consider, when determining how you're going to withdraw funds, whether you take funds out of a tax-favored account or taxable account. Generally, we're going to try to draw down the outside portfolio first, because that's where we're going to, and then we're able to pick up more deferral on the IRA. Again, always filling up those lower tax brackets, but then enjoying that deferral. Okay, so that becomes very important. Obviously, this is going to vary from client to client. You also have to be conscious of what happens at 70 and a half, okay? Right now, when we're doing a lot of our Roth conversion strategies, we are backing into a number that will allow the client to fill up their 15% bracket once they begin their required minimum distributions. All these things play into both a tactical plan of what to do in the next 2 years and a very long-term strategic plan on building longevity into your client's retirement. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler. We are pleased to share with you some ideas today on retirement distribution strategies to help portfolios last a lifetime.